Hi, this is Kevin McQuaid from the Cat Kings, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.
I'm Donna Chicken with Beach Corner on BeachBoosterRadio.com, your backstage pass for all your local entertainment. The Cat Kings will be presenting A Boy from Tupelo, a tribute to Elvis at the upcoming Stonebridge Wasaga Blues Festival on Sunday, September 20th at 3 p.m. at the main stage. I'm delighted to have on the show today via phone Kevin McQuaid, guitarist and backing vocals for the Cat Kings. In 2014, the band debuted their tribute at the Tim Hortons Southside Shuffle Jazz and Blues Festival. The love for Elvis permeates with the Cat Kings, who bring the wonder of Elvis to life. Kevin will share their upcoming performance at the Stonebridge Wasaga Blues Festival and their first album, The Winning Hand. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Kevin McQuaid from the Cat Kings. You're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's local online radio.
I'm Josh Palace. I'm the recreation coordinator for the town of Wasaga Beach. You are listening to Beach Booster Radio.
Joining me today via phone from Toronto is Kevin McQuaid, guitarist and backing vocals from the Cat Kings, who will be presenting A Boy from Tupelo at the upcoming Stonebridge Wasaga Blues Festival. Welcome to Beach Corner, Kevin.
Hi, thanks for having me.
The Cat Kings is scheduled to perform A Boy from Tupelo, a tribute to Elvis, on Sunday, September 20th at the main stage. For our listeners, tell us about the Cat Kings and how you guys got together.
The Cat Kings was a band that I put together going on about 5 years ago. And what happened was the producer of our first album, a guy named by the name of Martin Acoin, was looking for people who wrote songs, who played and things like that to record. And we just kind of put a record together really quickly. Like, I went over to his house one day and played him a couple of my songs. And then, you know, within a month, we were recording. And within 3 months, we had a CD. So.
Wow. So your tribute premiered at the Tim Hortons Southside Shuffle Jazz and Blues Festival in 2014. How was that festival?
The best I've ever played at. It was unbelievable. What a great festival that was. The level of talent, local and international, the help from the volunteers that you get, was just a fantastic experience. I'm so glad they asked me back to do it again this year.
That's fantastic. So what can we expect at the Stonebridge Wasaga Blues Festival with your tribute to Elvis?
Well, we have a number of singers who we back up, and they come and play with us and play their favorite Elvis songs with us. The first being is a gentleman by the name of Danny Fisher from the band called Lost Vegas. I thought I was the biggest Elvis fan there ever was, but I'm obviously the second one because Danny holds that title. He even named his son Presley. So,
wow.
And then there's Sarah Butler from the Millwinders, who is just a phenomenal talent, great singer, bass player. The Millwinders are a local Toronto rockabilly band, and she is just fantastic. She should be a big star. I don't understand why she isn't. And then there's a gentleman by the name of Chris Gill, who comes from Mississippi, and he played with us last year, and he's just fantastic. He's a very nice guy and a really great player. And of course, you know, Mr. Entertainment himself, Chuck Jackson, he's played with us a number of times, and we've done this tribute all over Toronto and last year at the Southside Shuffle. So it's a great time, and the band is stellar. There's Victor Bateman on the bass, who's one of the best bass players in Canada. There's Adam David on drums, who played with Ray Charles when he was 22 years old. And then Teddy Leonard on guitar and myself on vocals. Teddy's probably the best roots and blues guitar player in Toronto, or in all of Canada. So it's you're looking forward to a great time. It's going to be fantastic.
So basically, who are the band members? You just named the band members as far as the drummer.
Band members are the guys in my regular band, the Cat Kings.
Yes.
And then, you know, every once in a while we switch out Teddy and Wayne Desjardins, who's a keyboard player. because sometimes Teddy's really in demand and sometimes his schedule conflicts with our gigs and he can't do it. But Adam, David, and Victor are a regular bass player and drummer. And like I said, Wayne Desjardins plays piano instead of Teddy or Leonard on guitar sometimes. So.
Great. So why Elvis?
Why not? Because Elvis is the greatest. He is the king. He's the king of rock and roll. Before there was Elvis, there was no rock and roll. There was the beginnings of rock and roll, maybe with Ike Turner and the Rhythm Kings of Rhythm and stuff like that. But Elvis, kind of put it all together. It was the synthesis of rock and roll. Rock and roll is the synthesis of blues, country, roots music, rhythm and blues, and that. And Elvis kind of put it all together and put it together in a package that looked good. He danced great. He looked great. You know, he had incredible charisma. At 19 years old, he was making records that have stand the test of time, and we're still playing them today because they're great. So
that's amazing. So, do you have a favorite song of the King?
Of course, Trying to Get to You from the Sun Sessions.
Wow. So who had the most influence on your music when you were growing up?
Elvis.
Elvis was your guy.
Elvis and, I played, Teddy Leonard had a huge influence on me musically because I'd be a young guy in Toronto and I'd go to jams and he was the guitar player there and he just had a really great style, was a really great guy, and has helped me out immeasurably, like in terms of guitar playing. And then, you know, I listen to everything from soul music and bluegrass to country to rock and roll to, you know, some pop music, not pop like Justin Bieber and, Katy Perry, but the Smithereens and Delamitri, bands like that, you know, I guess 80s pop bands, right? But,
yeah.
But Elvis, definitely. I had older brothers. My oldest brother was 15 years older than me, and he loved Elvis. He loved Little Richard. He loved, Bo Diddley. He took me to see a movie one time, and there was Chuck Berry in the movie, Bo Diddley, and I was just in awe. I was probably like 11 or 12 years old, and I just thought, these guys are phenomenal.
Wow. So joining me today is Kevin McQuaid from the Cat Kings. Let's take a short break. You're listening to Beach Corner on BeachBoosterRadio.com.
Is your new or existing business looking for recognition in Mississauga Beach? Beach Booster Group is your one-stop shop for all things local, all things promotional. Beach Booster will succeed in creating a complete local promotional package that can include high-profile outdoor, print, and radio promotion of your business and services. Beach Booster's community events offer additional opportunity for visible participation of your company in the Mississauga Beach area. Beach Booster Promotions also specializes in all types of promotional products and apparel to help you create your local and professional profile. Contact us at info@beachbooster.com or call 705-241-9762. We are local. We are Mississauga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on BeachBoosterRadio.com with my guest via phone, Kevin McQuaid from the Cat Kings. So you shared the stage with such artists. You mentioned them a little bit earlier, Sarah Butler from the Millwinders, Irene Torres and the Sugar Devils, and Chuck Jackson from Downchild. What other artists would you like to bring on stage?
Hi, man, the list is a huge list. I don't know. I mean,
well, your main, let's say, someone. Do you have an artist in particular you'd say?
I love a guy who is from the West Coast, from Victoria. His name's Paul Pigat, and I actually take guitar lessons off him via Skype. I would love to play with him. You know, there's frankly, growing up in Toronto and playing in the music scene in Toronto, yeah, I've played with the greatest guys. I played with Jack DeKaiser, played with Morgan Davis. I played with the great Danny Bartley from the Royal Crowns. I played with the Royal Crowns a little bit, a couple of gigs, not gigs with them, but sat in with them and stuff like that. So I have not lacked for playing with great guys, especially living in Toronto. You know, but I mean, of course, there's like, I love a new guy, J.D. McPherson is a pretty great guy now. Like I said, Paul Pigat. I went and saw Brian Setzer earlier on this year at Casino Rama. I'd love to sit in with Brian Setzer, any of those guys, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's cool. So what's unique about the Cat Kings?
Our songs. We're getting ready, we're going to go into Canterbury Sound in October and cut a new record. We write great songs, really. That's what's unique about us. We have good songs. So.
And where did you get the name, the Cat Kings? Who came up with that idea?
Cat Kings. I came up with the Cat Kings because I was in a rockabilly band in the 90s, and I lived in the beaches in Toronto, the eastern part of Toronto, mm-hmm. and there was a Chinese restaurant there called The Goof. It had a sign called Good Food on it, but the D was burnt out, so it said Goof Food, okay. So it became known as The Goof. And I lived around the corner, and I was in there like 4 and 5 nights a week eating dinner, being a single guy. And when I would go in there, the Chinese waiter would say, "Oh, look at you, Cat King, Cat King." And I didn't understand what he was saying. And I said to him, what do you mean? Like, what are you saying? He says, "Cat King. Elvis in the Orient was called the Cat King."
Oh my gosh, that's
so
funny.
I called our band the Cat Kings, and since my name starts with a K, we started the Cat with a K, and there you have it. So
very cool. So your first album, The Winning Hand, has 12 original songs and one killer cover. So you've got some great artists who participate on some of the tracks. Can you tell us about them?
There's Martin Acoin produced the record, and he kind of put that band together. And it was John Diamond on bass, Al Cross on drums, and Martin Acoin on piano, and myself singing and playing guitar. And, John Diamond has played with everybody. John, the bass player, he's played with everybody. Bruce Colburn, Katie Lang, Colin Linden. He plays with Blackie and the Rodeo Kings, the Wilkinsons. Like, John Diamond is probably the best roots player in the country, maybe ever in the country. And he's going to, when we do our second album, he's slated to do it with us again too, right? So, and then Al Cross is, he's just, he's a legend. He's played with everybody. He's played with Big Sugar, Lorena McKennitt. He's just, and these guys were fantastic. And what I learned when I was playing with those guys was, I really have to step up my game here. I have to be like at the very top of my game to even tread water with these guys. And it was a really great learning experience to be in the studio with them. They had great ideas. They were, you could never stump them. Like they could change things just a little or as much as you ever needed them to. It was really great experience with them.
That's great. So who is the main songwriter in a band?
Me.
You are.
I write songs.
So you've got a really cool cover with your album. Can you describe it to our listeners?
It's basically, it's two larger women sitting at a poker table, and we're playing a game, a strip poker. We're in a seated hotel room, and I'm standing there holding four kings, basically four cat kings, and and I'm holding the winning hand. that was it. My friend from Toronto, Mick Coolis, he did all the artwork for it. It was my concept, but he did the artwork for it, and we're really happy. I get a lot of compliments about that cover art.
So. Absolutely. It's really unique. It's really cool.
Yeah.
So where can we find more information on the Cat Kings?
We have a website, thecatkings.com. I'm not really much for the web and hosting the website or anything like that. So, if anybody can help me with that, that would help. But I haven't updated that website in a long time, but there are. I'm also on Facebook as Kat Kings, and you know, I think that's kind of the best way to kind of find out what the Kat Kings are up to lately. The website is, like I said, I haven't updated it a little bit, but when I put out my new record, I'm going to refurbish my website and get on top of that. So
Facebook is the place to go. So thank you, Kevin, for being my guest. I look forward to seeing the Kat Kings present A Boy from Tupelo, a tribute to Elvis, at the upcoming Stonebridge Wasaga Blues Festival, scheduled from September 18th to the 20th. So before we go, can you please introduce one of your songs?
Hi, this is Kevin McQuaid from the Kat Kings, and you're going to listen to Born in the Back of a Cadillac.
Born in the Back of the Cadillac sounds great. So you're listening to Beach Corner on BeachBoosterRadio.com. Don't go away. We'll be back after this song.
In a drive-in bar, my daddy lived out of the back of his car. They both got together a little while back, all heated up by the railroad tracks. Make no mistake, I'm telling you, Jack, I was born in the back of a Cadillac. Cadillac.
Well, this is a wrap for me. I would like to thank Kevin McQuaid for being my guest and hope you get an opportunity to catch the Cat Kings with their presentation of A Boy from Tupelo, a tribute to Elvis, at the upcoming Stonebridge Wasaga Blues Festival on Sunday, September 20th at 3 p.m. at the main stage. For more information, visit thecatkings.com or their Facebook page for the latest updates. With Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, I'm Donna Chickie. Beach Corner is broadcast weekly on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 5 and 7 p.m. and is a regular feature in Beach Booster publication. If you would like to be featured on Beach Corner, please contact Diana at beachbooster.com. I welcome your visit to my Facebook and Twitter pages. Bye-bye, everyone.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio. Written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Hi, this is Brian Smith, Mayor of the Town of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.